When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website, bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. Appreciate that. And that, of course, will then let all the great animal posts that I put up all the time come up on your timeline so you won't miss anything. And, boy, we got a great collection and all kinds of good ones this week went up. And, gosh, I have to say that... looking over my shoulder, it's a pretty nice day out there, considering yesterday was a beautiful day, considering all the storm and the wind and rain we've had. And speaking of, well, he's the weather guy, but he's also Animal World's production engineer. Mike Roberge is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha. I'm not a weather guy.
Well, you're our weather guy.
No, I'm a weather geek.
Weather geek.
Yeah, or you could call me a weather wonk.
A weather wonk.
I just sort of follow it. I find it interesting.
Yeah.
Particularly in this neck of the woods, because it's so unpredictable.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
The only guarantees are is that there will be 100% chance of weather.
Well, yeah.
That's all.
Can't argue with that. But I think I heard you say in the weather report this morning that it's supposed to stay dry today. Until this evening sometime, huh?
Maybe. Probably. I mean, sometimes you just have to guess.
I heard that, of course, saying, cloudy today and rain coming in this evening as then it started to rain as I was driving down.
Sure.
But now, looking out, of course, we're on the east side and look west. There's actually some blue sky and some sunshine out there
How
now.
Beautiful is the fall foliage? I mean, if you look across
absolutely gorgeous.
The way there, you can see all sorts of greens and yellows and browns and a little bit of reds.
I've been particularly
gorgeous this year.
Enjoying, Facebook posts from people on the East Coast putting up fall, foliage and the leaves because, of course, they have, I think, more dramatic temperature shifts than we do, and so they get more brighter colors, a lot more red and deeper colors.
But if you were to go up into the North Cascades Highway,
ooh.
Wow.
Have you made it up there?
Not this year. In fact, to be honest with you, I can't remember the last time I did go up there.
But it's worth it, right?
It's a bit of a jaunt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you have some time off and the weather's decent. In fact, the weather window is closing rapidly in terms of fall colors.
Because North Cascades, is that the one? Do they close that for the sometime during the winter?
Yeah, it'll close. And we're starting to getting some dustings now in some of the higher elevations in the mountains. So. It won't be long.
I guess I'm kind of embarrassed to say that being almost a native Washingtonian, meaning that my folks moved here when I was 3 months old, so I wasn't actually born here, but lived here all my life, I don't think that I've ever been across the North Cascades Highway. I don't think I have.
Need to do it. Not in the wintertime.
Right.
One, because it's closed.
Well, if it's closed,
Boy, when they open it up, and even in the summertime, gets a little crowded in terms of traffic. But if you can go during some of the off-peak times. In fact, the best time to go is either before Memorial Day or after Labor Day. Crowds are less.
Okay, so like from the Seattle area how long does it take to get there?
You have to define there.
Well, to the North Cascades.
You want to cross the pass or just get to the pass? It's a couple hours.
Then it's a couple hour drive to get there.
Then if you want to get over and say go to, what's the town? I'm drawing a blank on the town now. That's over there. Maybe somebody can help us out. It's a long ride. And if you're going to make the loop, you go over and then you can come back down and come across Stevens or something like that.
Ah, okay.
So it does kind of connect, but it's more than a day trip.
You get to Leavenworth.
Right.
Do you go through there on
eventually,
the way back?
Eventually,
the loop?
If I wish I could think of the name of the town.
Yeah.
I'm just having a mental blank right now. But you can drop down. Yeah, you can make a loop.
But it's
more than just a day trip. To do it justice and not be behind the wheel all the time, it's best to break it up. And you could certainly get to Leavenworth or even drop down to Wenatchee or whatever. Lots of choices.
Meaning break it up, meaning stay the night somewhere?
Do a stay over, night over somewhere.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. And then I think when the snow starts to fall, at some point they close it
for
the winter.
Yeah, because it snows hard and fast and accumulates very quickly.
Well, all right. Learn something new every day here on Animal World.
That's the plan.
I didn't know that. But it is nice to look out the windows and see that blue sky and some sunshine. Perhaps I'll get some storm cleanup because it's just been too wet all week to get out there and blow leaves and all that sort of stuff. So
we are on track for the wettest October ever.
Well,
and we still have some time to go, so we're probably going to get there. And the extremes just keep coming, don't they? I mean, it's like it's the driest, it's the warmest, it's the wettest.
Well, I don't know.
Climate change at the extreme levels.
I don't know if I told you last week, because I'm thinking about the timing, but I guess it was a week ago Friday the storm thing. So a week ago Friday, midday when the rain started, until Monday evening when it actually stopped for a while at my house, 5.51 inches of rain. And then a day and a half later, 2 inches. And then a day and a half later, like 1.75 inches. So I have never had that much rain in that short a period of time.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of rain.
If you go out to the coast, what is it? Forks has, they probably had double that in that time span, just because it rains so much out there. I don't know. I don't understand how the trees stand up, just because the ground gets so saturated. And they get really stiff breezes. And I think if you have a stand of trees, you know, united, they stand together. But if you start to thin them out and they become onesies and twosies, boy, that's an accident waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Because the ground can only take so much. And then it just becomes like a sponge.
Well, less
than a sponge.
Brings up something that if you're on Facebook, you can go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. In the last couple weeks, I've posted two articles about the latest scientific studies proving that trees have consciousness and make friendships and support each other in groups and all this kind of stuff. Is fascinating. So if you want to go scroll down on Martha Norwalk's Animal World, you can find these articles that I posted. And now, it's nothing that I haven't known for a long time, and I talk to my trees all the time, but it did trigger some new thoughts for me and has enhanced my relationship with my trees, because I love my trees, and I live amongst, I'm out in the forested area and live amongst the trees and have lots of really tall trees on my property. And it was just before the storm came in, you know, before the Stormageddon that really wasn't Stormageddon in our area. But I now am talking to my trees and telling them when, you know, what the weather's going to do and what to expect. And I've been actually instructing them to put down energy roots, you know, and to stand tall and strong and all of that. And of course, I like to think it's helping, and when they know what's going on, of course, they probably know, don't need to be told by me, that they have a sense of what's going on. But I do feel that it made a difference to them in the warning and putting down their energy roots and stuff. So you might want to talk to your trees and when this the winter weather and maybe avoid some problems. So anyway, that's my tree news. Okay, then. It's just Mike and I in the main studio here, but across the glass in the Moodlet studio. We've got, I'll first say that Animal World's lead call screener and co-producer Kathy Southwick is not here today. She's off taking some care of some family business. She went down to Oregon this weekend, and she should be driving back, and maybe will be listening to us this morning, but she's not in the studio. But nonetheless, we have the bases adequately covered because Prescott is here. Good morning, Prescott.
Good morning, Martha.
And then your lovely mom is also joining us again. She hasn't been here for a while. Trina is here. Good morning, Trina.
Good morning, Martha.
All right, sharing the microphone. Excellent. So we've got the bases covered here for call screening. And as promised last week, just so you all know, today is technically is a behavior training and healing Sunday with me. And, of course, in anything you want to talk about, animal-related subjects or animals in the news, something you want to talk about or share, we're going to be doing that today. But I also just had the idea last week that it would be fun to chat with Prescott a little bit and find out a little bit more about him. And so we'll do that in a little bit as well. And I would like very much for some of you that anybody that's listening that called in last week for harmonic energy shifting sessions with Jude and Paul Ponton, I'd love for you to give me a call and let me know what, if anything, you've experienced this week. And I personally know, heard some miraculous healing stories from last week, so I would love to be able to share them on the air. So hopefully some of our folks from last week that had great experiences will give us a call and we can talk about that. Then as we get through, let's see, I've got a little bit of follow-up, some animals in the news stuff. I might be opening a little kind of can of worms sort of thing, but you know me, I kind of like to do that once in a while. But I've got kind of a controversial subject. Well, maybe controversial. I don't know if it'll be controversial. It will depend on how you feel about it. But it has to do with our beloved feline behaviorist Jackson Galaxy and what he's got going on and something going down this week that I take issue with. So it'll be interesting to see which side of the fence. And how you feel about it. And it may trigger a bit of a discussion for all of us, which would be great. I've got a little bit of some good news and some really interesting animals in the news stuff on Facebook that we'll talk about. But hopefully you guys will pick up your phones and give me a call today because we'll have open phone lines throughout the show. And as always, your phone calls always take priority. So no matter what I'm talking about or we're talking about here on the air, you can always interrupt. So if you have a behavior training or healing issue with your animal friends that you need some help with, you can call in anytime now, and I'd be delighted to chat with you. And like I said, if there's an animal-related topic that you would like to discuss, then would love to hear from you about whatever's on your mind, or if there's something that you would like to share, and perhaps an animal-related benefit event or something or an issue going on that we haven't talked about here on Animal World, or even if we had, but would love to hear from you on all those counts. We'll get current events in today. I've got it slated for the end of the second hour, but at some point we'll do current events. And we'll also talk at some point because we've got Halloween coming up, and let's see. I will not be live in the studio next week. Next week is the last Sunday of October, so we'll be running an encore presentation of Animal World. So today is my only opportunity to do a little Halloween prep for your animal friends and making sure that they are safe and sound throughout the holidays. So at some point, I'll talk about that. And then we'll throw in a Missing Link giveaway sometime during the show. And Missing Link, of course, is the wonderful supplement for dogs and cats and pretty much anything in an animal suit. They've got a version that will work for them. And When I tell you it's time to call in, I'll give you the missing link word or phrase of the day, and you'll give Prescott a call, or Trina, whoever answers the phone, let them know the word or phrase of the day, and then you get to pick out which version of missing link you would like. There are three formulas for dogs. There is a cat formula. There is a vegetarian wellness blend that you can feed to both dogs and cats or other little house critters as well. And there's a poultry version and a bird version. All of those we give away full-size bags on the air, mail them right to your door. And the only rules are you have to be 18 years or older in order to participate, and you cannot have won a contest here on Animal World or any of the other shows on this station in the last 30 days. Other than that, you are eligible. So I'll let you know when it's time for that. And as long as we're talking about it, how about I give you contact information now? Because the phone lines are open, and like I said, you can interrupt at any time, and I will take phone calls as soon as there's somebody online once I officially start the show. So jot these numbers down in case you decide you're motivated to call in. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. Remember the one. And of course, you can shoot me an email anytime to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com, and we will get that here in the studio. So you can use that anytime to get a hold of us during the show. Alrighty then. So that covers the basic bases. So now it's time to officially start the show. And yeah, I know, we've been on about 15 minutes now, but the show isn't official until I honor the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And after all, it's Sunday, so we do a couple little Saint Francis prayers, one for the animals and one for us humans, and then we do the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. So I'm ready, so we're going to get started here. Going to start with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Now, for us humans, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. All righty. Now, the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative, if you haven't heard about this, it has been started, obviously, by the Ananda Worldwide Organization and our spiritual directors, and they tweaked the Yogananda's Peace and Harmony Prayer. And this has been going on for quite some time now, and there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people around the world doing this affirmation process up to five times a day. And, you know, I'm always saying thought directs energy, energy follows thought, thought magnifies and intensifies energy. And so this has got to be helping. And if you want to participate at home in this Worldwide Peace Initiative, there are two affirmations. When you're doing it at home, the first one you do for about 60 seconds, which is 10 or 12 times. I do it 12 times at home. And the second one you do three times. Here on the air, we do the radio version, and that's each affirmation three times. Now, the way it's going to work is that I will say the affirmations out loud, and if you are in a position and you would like to do it with me and say them out loud along with me, that's wonderful. If you'd just like to say them silently in your head along with me, that's okay too. And if you want to totally opt out, that's also okay. Whatever works for you. So we will start with the first one, which is for the world, and the second one is for us individual and the me. So three times each, here we go. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. All righty then, we are now official. Woohoo! So, show is underway, and wouldn't you know, just in time to take care of our advertisers. It is the most important part of the show, so be sure to listen, pay attention, support our advertisers, because without them, we won't. There's no us. And stay right where you are, because Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A washington.org.
Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all natural foods, even if you home cook for your animal friends, well, the ingredients in that food has been exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Missing Link supplements were created. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in cats, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a Missing Link formula for just about everybody in a cat suit. Three formulas for dogs, one that focuses on skin and coat, one that focuses on hip and joint, the other is a senior formula with the New Zealand green mussel. There is a cat formula, a wellness blend that's vegetarian. You can feed to both dogs and cats and other house critters like rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, the likes. There is a bird formula. There is a poultry formula, especially for those city chickens, and a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies or go directly to the company. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.missinglinkproducts.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for tuning in on Sunday morning here. And you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is a shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, as well as a call-in about any animal-related topic on your mind that you'd like to share or discuss or whatever. That's what we're doing today. I've got a lot of little stuff planned here and there, but phone calls always take priority, so would love to hear from you. Let's see, I'll give you some phone numbers now to jot them down. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, you heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and I just want to say I am absolutely loving the Ananda Hatha Yoga Intensive. I'm also repeating the Raja Yoga Intensive, which, boy, I'm talking about it now because it will be repeated for the last time until a year from now. It will be repeated in both locations, East-West Bookshop on Tuesday evenings, and the Bothell Temple, Ananda Meditation Temple in Bothell, on Thursday evenings. At least that's the way it's working this fall. But they will start up again in January. They do this Hatha Raja Intensive twice a year. So like I said, that will be your last opportunity until next fall. Will be January. But I just got to tell you, now you can take these classes separately. You can do the physical Hatha Yoga Intensive or the Raja Yoga Intensive, or you can do them together. And I just have to tell you, for the first time in my life, I'm doing the physical Hatha Yoga postures. So we're about midway through the classes now, I think six classes so far, something like that. And I'll tell you, I am absolutely loving it. I guess I didn't know what to expect from yoga, but I'm absolutely loving it. I really feel it is like absolutely the best workout you can have. I mean, the stretching and the workout, which you're not working out like you do in a gym. But boy, by the time, you know, the class is up, you know, you've really done some good work for your body, and it's done in a way. I love the Ananda yoga because it's spiritually based. The affirmations that you do with the poses, and there's always alternative poses for, you know, if something doesn't quite feel right for you or you're not quite capable, there's levels at which you can participate. And the wonderful thing is there are sometimes on Thursday evenings that when I get to class starts at 6 o'clock, that I'm really dragging. And initially when I started this class, I thought, man, how am I going to get through it? I just don't have any energy. But even though, you know, it's an hour and 15 minutes, it absolutely is phenomenal in how it fills you with energy. By the time I get done with that yoga class, I know my body's had a great workout, but I also feel energized and full of energy and wide awake and very clear. And I've had absolutely no problem staying awake for the Raja class, which goes on for another couple hours after the yoga class. So it really is phenomenal. And for any of you that think that, oh, you just can't do yoga, I got to tell you, we've got a fairly large class, and there are a lot of folks in that class, and there are young folks, there are older folks, they're me, I'm one of the oldest in the class, but there's a few older than me, and there's men and women, and there's skinny, and there's overweight, and everybody's doing it, and everybody's having a great time. And even if you think, well, just the regular yoga wouldn't work, Ananda's now doing chair yoga classes, and Lynn Steele is teaching a class for Ananda and doing yoga in chairs. So anybody can really do it, and I just so strongly recommend it. I'm just finding it absolutely wonderful. And I can tell you, even in this short period of time, and I'll be honest with you, I have not yet been able to incorporate it into my work, you know, what I do at home. And so I don't practice a lot during the week. And even with just, you know, working in class once a week, my body is changing. My chest and my upper body is opening up. I'm learning to sit up straight for the first time in my life all the time, and it feel better. And I've had some unstable parts of my body that's straightening out. I'm not having the instability. My frame feels better and stronger. It just is quite amazing. And flexibility coming back. Anyway, it's just wonderful. So I hope you will consider joining me for Ananda Hatha Yoga. And I'm considering repeating the Hatha Yoga Intensive in January just to get a better foundation going for myself because I'm loving it so much. And then, of course, you heard about joining the Martha Norwalk Animal World family of advertisers. Gosh, would love to have you join us. And if you have got something you'd like to advertise, it doesn't have to do with animals. In fact, I'm always amazed. I run into people all the time that are regular listeners to the show, and they don't even have animals. They just enjoy listening. So if you do something wonderful for animals, for humans, or for this earth that we live on, would love to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. And, you know, the ad says, you know, our most affordable package is $45 a week. You get a couple of ads on the show and all of that. But we now have a new advertiser special for those that just don't have much money to put into advertising but would like to get their foot in the door, $26 a week. You can't beat it. You get an ad on the show. You get links on the website. You get to post your events in current events. And I talk about them on the air and the Animal World website. And you get interview on the show. So how great is that? And if you're interested in joining us, you can shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. I'll send you a flyer, or you can call me directly. And the number to reach me at would be 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. All righty then. I think I will start with just a brief little good news, and then I'm going to chat with my personal fountain of youth, Prescott. Because I don't think I don't know much more about him than you do. So we're going to find out some stuff and listen to his voice for a while. Anyway, okay, so but let's start with a little good news here. Actually, it's a lot of good news. This comes out of Seattle Humane, who is right across I-90 from us here. And they say the region's animal lovers displayed their well-known dedication to animal adoption by welcoming an astounding 145 dogs, cats, kittens, and puppies into their homes during Seattle Humane's Free Pet Adoption Blitz. That was last weekend, October 15th and 16th. Now, they're usually, Humane Society is really good about sending out press releases, but, you know, I didn't get a press release on this event, so I apologize. I was not able to tell you about this. But they say the buzz for the two-day annual event brought crowds in the hundreds to the Seattle Humane Shelter in Bellevue. So believe it, you know, last weekend they adopted out 145 animals. And let's see, the adoptions were nearly 100 puppies and kittens. Goliath, a six-year-old dog who was a guest at Seattle Humane for nearly 6 months, got a home. A special needs cat named Tank, who spent over 2 years in the shelter's care, got a forever home. How cool is that? And more than 15 senior pets over the age of 7. Wasn't that? That's really phenomenal. 145 animals last weekend. And you know, I am a big fan of adopting senior pets. And I always say, because I always, you know, I from time to time talk to people that are older and, you know, maybe have lost an animal friend or whatever, but they just, that's kind of like, I just don't want to get another animal because I'm afraid it's going to outlive me and I don't want to leave an animal behind. So I always say, well, you know, there's an answer to that. You adopt a senior pet because, you know, lifespan is shorter, and if you adopt an animal friend from most of our wonderful no-kill shelters around here, they commit to, if anything happens to you, or you know there's something with the animal, that you always bring them back to the shelter. I know that I had a one of my friend's mother had adopted a cat from Meow. And the cat lived with her for a number of years, but the woman passed recently, and so the family, no one in the family could take the cat, but they were able to take the kitty back to Meow, and Meow accepted the kitty, you know, without any problems. So you know, consider senior pets. If you're older and are afraid you're going to outlive animals, well, adopt a senior pet. That's the way to go. You know, of course, we got Old Dog Haven that's got lots of great older dogs that need forever homes, and then all of the shelters, you know, always have senior pets. So that's our good news for the day. Is Seattle Humane did an outstanding job and got 145 animals into forever homes last week. That's really great. Okay, then. All righty. Before I open cans of worms and go on with other stuff, let's get to know. My personal fountain of youth. I call him that because he's the youngest call screener we've ever had. But welcome to the big studio here, Prescott. And your last name is Broom?
Blum.
I know. So I knew it was a B and a U and an M or something. Blum. Prescott Blum. And your mom is Trina.
Yeah.
And so Trina found us first and came as a volunteer call screener to Animal World. And then Trina and I were getting to know each other and talking after the show one day. And she said, well, you know, my son is really into radio and kind of is thinking about doing that as a career. And she said, I even have a recording of his voice. And so she actually played me a recording of your voice, Prescott. And I was like, wow, he does have that voice. So that's when I extended the invitation to, well, maybe Prescott wants to come become part of the Animal World family and be part of our call screening and learn more about radio. So that's why you're here. So how long is it? It's been a couple months now, or 2 or 3 months. How long has it been since you've been?
I'm not sure. I don't
okay.
really
keep yeah. So it's been, it. It's been a couple 3 months. I think that you've been coming in. How are you liking it so far?
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you like talking to the folks when they call?
Yeah.
and learning to work the dials in the other room and all that good stuff?
Yeah.
All right. So I call you my own personal fountain of youth because how old are you?
I'm 17.
Oh, well, now I thought you were 16. So does that mean you've had a birthday recently?
Yeah, it was on the 18th.
Of October.
Yes.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
That was just last week, just a couple days ago,
yeah.
A few days ago. Well, we better do an official happy birthday here. we can arrange that here shortly. We have to get the cats out. You can't find it. Maybe I'll just have to say officially happy birthday to you. So 17, almost a year till you're legal, huh?
Yeah.
And I have to I chuckle every time I talk about the missing link giveaway, because with you, Prescott, answering the phone, giving away, you can give it away, but you can't win it here according to our rules. But we don't have any rules as to how old you have to be to call screen for us, so that's a good thing.
Let's give it another year, then I'll just not come in one day and I'll just call in.
Yeah, that works out. So I'm assuming that you are in high school, is that correct?
Yes, I'm a senior.
So what high school do you go to?
I go to Kent Phoenix Academy.
All right, so you live down in the Kent area?
Yes.
Okay, and live with your mom and family?
Mom, okay. Dad, brother.
All right, excellent. And I know that you always arrive with someone or dropped off, so I would assume that you're not driving on your own yet?
I have my license. No, I have my permit, but I can get my license. I just haven't done it yet.
Really? Really? Man, I remember back when I was your age. Well, of course, when, let's see, way back when, in the darker ages, when I was 15 going on 16, you could get your license right at 16. I did take driver education and stuff, but I don't think it was required back then. But I remember I was so eager to get my license, and I think I turned, I still remember, I turned 16 on a Saturday or a Sunday, and of course the driver's license places weren't open, and they were closed on Monday. So I was like, wait, boy. But my mom and I, we were there bright and early Tuesday morning, and I got my license as soon as I could. But are you just not that eager to drive, or?
It's more of just nervousness and not feeling quite prepared enough to take the test.
Well, how wise is that? That's a good thing if you don't feel completely prepared. That's really neat. So tell us about it. What's the high school again that you go to?
Kent Phoenix Academy.
Kent Phoenix. Okay. So you're interested in radio as a career.
Yes.
Are there any opportunities in high school these days to get education along those lines?
Not that I'm aware of. There's a radio station at the community college Green River that I'm going to be checking out and see what possibilities could come from that.
All right. So what got you interested in radio? What made you feel like you want to do it?
It's just, you know, I got the voice and I was like, hey, that's a thing that people do.
Well, it is. So you feel inclined. Of course, there's a lot of things that you can do with voiceovers and so forth these days. Who is it? Mike and I, we talk back forth because there was a change in the KKNW radio voice. You know how every station has a voice that does the taglines and stuff.
Right.
None of us are really wild about the new KKNW radio voice, the guy that does it. We decided we thought that maybe a female voice would be better or so forth. But there's certainly a lot of opportunity to use your voice and do commercials or ads. I mean, aside from just doing straight, you know, radio or something. And I know... that reminds me of Dr. Bill Burlingame. I don't think you've met Dr. Bill yet. I don't think we've had a Vet Sunday since you've been call screening.
No, I don't think
but
I've met him.
Dr. Bill has a radio voice as well. And he even, we've discussed it on the air a couple of times. He actually took there's a class that you can take on using your voice. And it was taught, I believe, who was teaching it? Lisa. Was it Lisa Foster, the Pat Cashman and Lisa team of Radio and Como? And, of course, Pat is still doing late-night TV. But Lisa Foster, I think, was teaching the class. So and then Kathy, our call screen, you know, Kathy Southwick,
right.
when she started, she actually took a class in radio at Bellevue Community College. Has she been able to talk to you about that?
No. We haven't talked that much about that yet. But
okay.
I'll make sure to ask her about it.
Yeah, because I know she did a class in radio there. Now, I'm interested in kind of who Prescott is, because you have to sense that you're a little different than some teenagers in that, well, first of all, you surprised me when you said that you haven't run down to get your driver's license right away and said, well, I don't really feel prepared or ready yet. I mean, that's a pretty adult choice to make for at your age. So that's really interesting. But I think I remember asking you if you were into sports and stuff.
And you're not,
even though you're a tall guy and could do so. So what interests you? What do you have any hobbies? What do you do?
Mostly what I do is just play video games. Like, that's pretty much it.
Play video games and
yeah.
stuff? Huh. Well, okay. So now you're more a normal teenager, I think. I have to say that at my age, I am so grateful that computers and these kind of games and stuff did not exist when I was growing up. because I can't. Oh, there was something. There was something that came across Facebook that a lot of us shared, and it was a picture of it was a split screen and a group of kids that grew up kind of in my era. Out in nature and, you know, mud puddles and, you know, playing with frogs and that kind of stuff. And then there's the nowadays teenagers, you know, three of them standing there all with phones in their hands, going crazy on their phones. And, you know, the caption or the title had something to do with, you know, I'm so grateful I grew up in, you know, before the existence of technology.
Right, but, well, it's basically just an entirely different world that we live in compared to when you were growing up.
Right.
I mean, I have a friend that lives in, it starts with an N. It's like Norway or something.
Okay.
I don't know. But it's across the world. And I have a friend who I talk with on a regular basis that's across the world. That just boggles my mind that we're able to do that.
Okay, and is this someone that you met online? Have you ever met them in person?
Well, no, they live across the world.
Well, that's what I was. But how that friendship started? It you met them online, and so you've become a friend. Yeah, it is kind of amazing with technology, and it's amazing how dependent we've gotten on technology. Yeah. And even I, who had to get, you know, drug into the world of technology, kicking and screaming, you know, and I was like the last holdout in getting a computer, and then the last holdout in getting a smartphone, and then I didn't want to text. I'm texting now, and I'm doing Facebook now, that kind of stuff. But I draw the line at what tweeting and twittering and all that kind of stuff. Do you do those sorts of things?
No, Twitter is stupid.
No. Oh, okay. Well, I kind of agree with that. And do you do any internet social media type stuff?
I have a Facebook, but there's a lot of ego involved in Facebook, and it's just not for me. So, like, I made my Facebook private and then only added a few friends.
Huh.
So there's that. So I don't have to deal with the...
I see. Okay.
Like, political and ego...
Yeah, there is a lot of that. I learned something about Facebook this last week, though. One of my friends posted on Facebook, said, just so you know, all of my friends, if you post any negative stuff about the election, I'm going to unfollow you until after this is all over. Well, I didn't know that you could unfollow somebody. I just kind of assume you're either friends or not friends, and there are people I didn't want to unfriend. But I was so tired of all the negative, inflammatory propaganda type posting that as soon as I learned you could do that, I unfollowed a bunch of people. And it made all the difference in the world. That stuff doesn't come across my timeline anymore, so I don't have to see all of that. And then I can follow them again after the election. So that was a good thing to know.
Yeah.
So it sounds like we need to get you something to do besides the playing on your phone and games and that kind of stuff. Because you're not driving yet, but do you have any desire to get out and do stuff outside? And
not really.
Not really. Okay, so that kind of lets us know who you are at this point. And is that pretty typical for 17-year-olds these days and your friends in high school?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say again, I am glad that I grew up when I grew up and this wasn't an option, cuz I think I would be hooked into it just like you are. So I think you have to make a conscious choice to not be that involved and to do other things. So, but I'm delighted that you have decided that radio is something you'd like to do.
Yeah,
and
just such an interesting career path that I want to follow.
All right, and I'm glad that you're here and. You are proving to be reliable and doing a great job at what you're doing. And so, you know, as time goes by, we may incorporate you more into the show and take advantage of that voice of yours and see how much you really want to do. So
I'd be glad to see that happen.
All righty. Well, I want to thank you because I find it responsible just, you know, for a 17-year-old to be able to you know, get up early on Sunday morning and be here. I mean, that's hard for me to do because I'm not a morning person, but I can't imagine when I was a teenager. I mean, I worked from the time I was old enough to get a work permit. I worked for, you know, the veterinarians and started working when I was very young. But not that early on weekend mornings. So, well, I actually did Saturdays, but it's great to have you, and I appreciate having you. And it looks like we better take care of advertisers before we run out of time. We will open phone lines anytime. I've got some stuff to chat about, but I've got that can of worms that maybe a can of worms, maybe not. Maybe you'll all agree with me. That would be wonderful. Anyway, we'll get back to all of that after we take care of advertisers. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Hi, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and this Sunday, October 23rd, our guest will be this month's regular appearance of our naturopath, Todd Humphrey. Todd is amazing, as we know, and it is his week to talk to us about our health. We can't wait. Don't forget, the Jupiter Rising Show this Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking? Why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, PARISO.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, especially on Sunday. I'm Martha Norwalk, and oh boy, we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday, and anything you want to talk about animals Sunday on Animal World. Would love to hear from you if you've got questions about your animal friends and why they're doing what they're doing, or if they've got some problems or issues that you need to work out. I'd be delighted to help you. I am an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I've been doing this professionally for more than 45 years, and I'm pretty good at talking people through stuff, so would love to hear from you sometime during the show. I'm not a veterinarian, but got a lot of experience in healing and animal issues like that, so that can be on the table as well. And of course, if there's any animal related topic or subject that you'd like to bring to the light of others or chat about, we'd love to hear from you related to that stuff as well. Let's see, we heard about our great friend Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Nels Healing Ministry, and boy, he is our bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner. He really is one of the most gifted healers that I know, and he posted another one of those great videos this week, two dogs that were kind of paralyzed. Lame, one definitely lame in a rear leg, and the other one with a paralyzed rear leg. And the before and after videos are absolutely astounding, because especially the one that was the leg, paralyzed leg, running around and playing and bouncing like a puppy again, with no drugs, no surgery, no nothing, just Dr. Nels doing his bioenergetic synchronization technique. Quite miraculous. So if you want to check him out, you can find him at website www.healingministryforanimals.com, Healing Ministry for Animals on Facebook, and he's starting up, you'll find on Martha Norwalk's Animal World of the Facebook page, I shared a post from him. He's going to start a live Facebook chat group on Wednesdays at 3 p.m., and I can't remember if it starts this next week or not, but you can check it out on Martha Norwalk's Animal World or Healing Ministry for Animals on Facebook, because that's going to be a lot of fun when he gets that going, I'm sure. And if you need to call him to schedule, you can give a call to 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. And then also remember our wonderful animal communicator, medium, and Reiki master, Darcy Pariso. She'll be in the studio, by the way, the second Sunday of November. And she will be here to read for your animal friends, help you communicate with your animals or human loved ones on the other side, because she's a great medium. Or, you know, talk to your animal friends now. And so mark your calendars for that, the second Sunday of November. In the meantime, you can check her out online, www.darcypariso, and that's D-A-R-C-Y. Pariso is Paris with an O, darcypariso.com, or her telephone number is 425-280-5132. All righty then. We don't have a lot of time to get started on any big subject here before the top of the hour, but I will say, just on animal TV, not a lot going on. There were no My Cat from Hell reruns last night that I found, and the vet shows that are currently airing on Animal Planet have kind of lost my attention. But I'm looking forward to a new season of My Cat from Hell, but I'm not sure whether that's going to happen, because they haven't been promoting that yet. And of course, Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, my favorite vet show. I also really enjoy the incredible Dr. Pohl on the Nat Geo Wild channel, and he is also on Saturday evenings. The Dr. D Alaska Vet, that's a great show too. The newest vet show they've got on Animal Planet right now is the Life at Vet U. It's about veterinary students in school, and I don't know why, but it just is not grabbing me. It's a good show, and I'm sure you can learn a lot and see what being in vet school and that process is like, but for whatever reason it just is not exciting me, for whatever reason. So let's see. We are going to close out hour number one, fire up hour number two. Phone lines are open. You can interrupt at any time. I would be delighted to speak with you. But otherwise, we're going to go to animals in the news. And this maybe not controversial subject that I'm going to open up, and we'll do that after the top of the hour. If you'd like to call in, though, 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. Animal World continues straight ahead. We're here till noon today right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.